Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me. It's going to be a great day. It's always a great day in my head. Hey, I am at the Fashion Meets Music Festival, which ended last night. And actually, I'm being held captive. It's true. So I spent the weekend here and interviewing some folks and just doing some donated dentistry for the road crews, musicians, and volunteers. And this morning when I got up to head out to come to the studio, I found all of the gates were locked. Now, I thought about calling the Obetz Police Department and seeing if they could come out and unlock the gate. And I was pretty sure by the time I did that, the show would be over. So instead, I'm coming at you live from the Fortress Stadium, or they call it Fortress Obetz, in Obetz, Ohio. And I'm in my mobile coach, which you've heard a little bit about. We'll talk a little bit more about it in a minute here. Okay, the following show, the show that you just started to listen to and that you're about to hear, is actually pre-recorded. It originally aired on August 20th. But anyway, let me just remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Also, all past episodes complete with video are available at thereasonswesmile.com. So yeah, like I mentioned, I'm at Fortress Obetz. It's really neat. If you guys didn't come to Fashion Meets Music Festival, you should probably make it a point of coming next year. It's really neat. It's a fusion of fashion and music, and they'll have an awesome artist, and then before the next show goes on, or before the next artist, the next musician, they have a fashion show. And it's right there on this huge runway where everybody can see. It's just really neat. It's really neat. So mark your calendars for next year and try to plan on coming. We did give away free tickets to a listener last week, and Erica, and I hope she enjoyed that. Remember that later in the show, you're going to have a chance to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist, and they'll be delivered to your place of business on Tuesday afternoon. So I say that now so you can maybe pre-program into your phone the phone number, which is 614-459-9769. That's going to come up in about, 7 to 10 minutes. All right? So let's go ahead and go with the first interview I did of one of the road crews. It turns out it was of Tegan and Sarah. It was their light girl, okay, the one that actually designs the light show and then controls it. All right, so here we go. Okay, so as you know, I came to the Fashion Meets Music Festival to provide free dental care to road crews, musicians, artists, anybody involved in the festival, kind of a behind-the-scenes kind of a thing. And I came to this event last year. I thought it was really cool. And you probably remember, I've talked about it, how I play the drums, and when I was younger, I traveled around for about 2.5 years. So I kind of have a soft spot in my heart for people to do the same thing. And so today I met Sarah Landau. Tell me, what's your actual job title?
Lighting designer, concert lighting designer.
Okay, concert lighting designer, which means you actually design the light show. You don't just push the buttons, you actually design it.
Indeed, yes, I do.
So after it's designed, are there still buttons to be pushed, or is it a computer program?
It depends on the scale of the tour and how much rehearsal time we had beforehand. If it's to the point where every cue is already written, programmed to a T, anybody can operate it, and I don't have to go out on the tour every day. And I still just get a design fee for coming up with the ideas. But it's more fun to actually go out and see the show being built every day and pressing the buttons and making sure that it's being done right. So if I really like the music and the people involved, then I'll make sure to be involved on the tour on a daily basis.
Okay. And earlier I asked you where you were from, and you said?
I am from the United States, but I don't live anywhere.
I think you said you were homeless.
Yeah, it's technically true, but not in the negative sense of the word.
Right, you don't sleep on a park bench or under one.
No, I'm nomadic.
Nomadic, okay. Yeah, but you do have a home base, your parents, or you grew up in, where'd you tell me?
They actually moved after I moved out of the house, so they're in North Carolina right now, and that's where I send all of my mail and pick it up a couple times a year. I've got a couple boxes in their attic, but otherwise I'm on the road all year round.
Wow. Now, who books that? Do you work for a company that just keeps you busy 365 days a year, or are you kind of like a freelance?
I'm totally freelance. The bands hire me directly, and so I can sort of build my schedule based on their tours and take breaks when I feel like some time off.
Wow. Sounds like you're pretty good at what you do.
Yeah, thank you.
I think I have the rock star of lighting with me, of lighting design.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. I've definitely figured out how to sort of game the system to facilitate the travel in between tours instead of having to go back to a home base between the frequent flyer miles and then using a flight to and from quote-unquote home at the end of a tour. I can sort of get flown anywhere within reason, so I can facilitate a lot of travel for pleasure as well.
For homeless, she's living a pretty good life, I think, wouldn't you say?
I'm making the most of it. I've only got one life, so I have to make myself as happy as possible, I feel.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed being on the road. I didn't want to come back off the road, but there is some normalcy that, you know, being off the road brings you. So where did you actually grow up? Because your parents are in North Carolina, but apparently they were so upset that you moved out, they left.
Well, they were actually moving around a lot as I was growing up, so I think it may have conditioned me to this lifestyle as an adult. So I got used to moving every couple of years and being able to start fresh and meet new people very quickly and easily, so I think they may have set me up to succeed in a touring lifestyle as an adult.
Wow. So were they military?
No, my father worked in manufacturing, but you know the story of American manufacturing. So he was constantly being let go, downsized, bought out, so we would just go wherever his next job would take us.
Okay. And what town was it again?
That I
grew up in?
I've moved from Philadelphia to central Pennsylvania, upstate New York, Arizona, Nevada, back to Long Island. I went to college in Massachusetts.
Okay. Yeah, that's too confusing. I should not have asked that question. Anyway, okay, so what was I going to say? Okay, the other thing is so you came to us and we did a cleaning, and it is a dental show, so we always have to talk about teeth,
yeah,
as you can imagine. And we took x-rays, and we found some things. We saw some root canals, and I just was informed by one of my staff that one of those root canals was done, which country, Germany?
I had one done in Mexico, and also one done in Germany once as well, yeah.
Okay, so the top right was which one?
Top right was Germany.
Okay. Which one was better?
The Mexican one. I made like a beach vacation out of it. I went down there, got an Airbnb, stayed a couple nights, got the root canal.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's cool. And so you told me that the last time you had your teeth worked on was in Mexico, right?
Yeah, it's that same dentist. I go down there whenever I'm in Southern California.
And then before that, the last time you had your teeth looked at was?
Thailand.
Thailand. Do they speak English there?
They do.
They do. Okay. Well, that's cool. So you went from Mexico to Thailand to Dr. Kavitko at the Fashion Meets Music Festival.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was super surprised to see you here and very grateful.
Thank you. So when they told you there was a dentist willing to do dentistry, what did you think? This guy must be crazy?
I mean, I've seen a lot of free things at festivals. There's free haircuts. There's free massages. Sometimes they... you know, there's a doctor on site who will, you know, give you prescription drugs if you need it. They do hearing tests and give you custom earplugs, but I had never seen a dentist. So this is a little slice of luxury, I would say, in a festival that otherwise I wouldn't expect it to be here.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. We're getting ready. We're going to whiten your teeth, and you've never had them whitened?
No, never.
Okay. So the next time you go to a dentist, you'll be able to say, the last time I was at a dentist, I got my teeth whitened at a music festival with Dr. Kavitko, right?
Yeah, it's just another story to add to the list of my teeth's colored history.
Well, not only that, you could probably write a book about all your travels.
I keep a pretty impressive Instagram, if I do have to say so myself, but not so much the words or the blog, just the photos.
Okay. And so when you leave here, and you're doing lighting for Tegan and Sarah?
Yes, Tegan and Sarah.
And they sought you out?
They did, yes.
Okay. And, hey, maybe you can get me an interview.
I'll mention it to them. I think they're showing up just before the set and then leaving right after.
That happens a lot.
I'll mention that you're here, and if they need any dental work, you know, I'll send
them. There you go. Then when you leave here, though, you're going where, did you tell me?
I fly first thing in the morning to New York City tomorrow to do a show with Childish Gambino at Radio City Music Hall.
Radio City. So tomorrow you'll be at Radio City Music Hall Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what's the name? Tell me the comedian that he did some other things that will help me remember.
Donald Glover, and his musical project is Childish Gambino.
Okay. Very cool. Well, I really appreciate you talking with me. Now we need to get down to business and get those teeth white.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, so when she came off the stage, when their show was over, I didn't realize it, but I was in my mobile rig here, my outreach rig, and I was doing dentistry on somebody else, and I missed the chance to do that interview. But I'm pretty sure we could probably arrange something down the road by phone. If you are interested in watching the show, you can go to ustreamtv.com. It's currently live, and you can see me sitting in my mobile rig, and you can see the dental chair that we have set up there. There's no patients in it right now because it's pretty early, but just to give you an idea. Okay, now, the only thing is I'm not sure how the volume's working out on that because we might have to put the volume in later. Anyway, so she's a pretty interesting person, and, you know, these people are kind of in the shadows. Isn't that an interesting life? And you don't think about them. You know, you go to a show and you don't think that somebody actually designed the light show. Somebody's flown in to control the panel that controls the lights. It's to me, it's eye-opening, and it's, you know, just kind of plain pretty cool. Now, Michelle Branch played the festival, and that was on Friday, the first day. And I actually met her bus driver, AJ, goes by AJ. And it's interesting because, well, he came in and he had us clean his, not clean, I'm sorry, he had us whiten his teeth also. He was very happy with the results. And in talking to AJ, we discovered that he performs in drag. And so he drives this bus in the summer. And in the winter, he does his own shows. He dresses up like Liza Minnelli, and then he has his own character that he does, whose name I can't remember. But again, you know, here you go, the bus driver who also performs, but you don't really think about it that way. And think about how important his teeth are to him, you know? This is going to help him in his own career. So anyway, yeah, and the other thing is, it's kind of cool, they had this huge, you know, big white Prevost bus, no name on the outside, just but it had Michelle Branch and her people in there. And so he goes, I really like your rig. He comes over to me and he goes, I really like your rig. He goes, you know, this one's like worth $1 million, but I'm guessing yours is worth more. By the way, it's not, but he came in and took a look and was really neat, really neat. I think we've, and he went on Facebook and thanked us. So I think we have a new friend, honestly. Now, I mentioned earlier that we always do a Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. I also mentioned that I'm at Fortress Obetz. I was here all weekend for the Fashion Meets Music Festival, where I was doing donated dentistry on musicians, road crews, and volunteers. And let me just say, let's just say we're going to go ahead and do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day in a minute, but that information will be important to you. Before we do the question, though, we need you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final. And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and the question is, I spent this past weekend at the Fashion Meets Music Festival. What was I doing there? A, playing the drums in a band. B, working security. C, doing free dentistry on road crews, musicians, and volunteers. All right, the winner's going to receive free flowers from the Santa's florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And The number to call is 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now. And yes, even though this is a rerun, we are set up to accept a new winner today. So go ahead and give a call, just like I gave out that number, and you will have a chance to win those free flowers from DeSantis. We may not be able to mention your name on the air, but you will be a winner.
You won't believe it, though. I want to hear your mind. And there's nothing else in the world tonight. She said, people don't take the time. Hey, people don't take the time.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Dr. Kvitko!
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, and we have Linda on the line. Hey, Linda, how are you today? Oh, we lost Linda. Okay. Well, Linda, if you want to call back, I think my producer probably has your phone number, so maybe we'll reconnect. But Linda had the right answer, and the answer was C. I was doing donated dentistry on, you know, musicians, road crews, and volunteers. Okay. So now we're going to just continue, and I'll just tell my producer if Linda calls back, maybe we can get her on the line and to say hi. All right, enjoy those flowers from DeSantis, Linda, and thank you so much for calling. Okay, so as I mentioned, I am at Fortress Obetz. And by the way, for those of you that don't know what that is, the Columbus Motor Speedway recently closed maybe a couple years ago, and this sits on the property that that used to be. And so what's interesting is you can still see the wall where that, you know, the retainer wall that held the cars on the track. And it's because what I did is I got up early in the morning and just kind of walked around the track for exercise. I thought that was pretty cool. And the track is still there, but they put a grandstand inside of it and this big grassy area, like artificial grass turf, and it's where the Ohio Machine plays, the lacrosse team. Oh, we have Linda back. Hey, Linda, how are you? I want to make sure she's real, right? Do you hear her? Okay, I'm not able to hear Linda, so I don't know if my producer can get her on the air or not. It's not sounding like it. Okay. All right, so let me just go ahead and thanks again, Linda, for listening and for calling in. So, you know, we did some, filling on this young man, Levi. He'd never had a cavity, never had a filling, and a little nervous. We also cleaned his teeth, but we did an exam, and I have a portable battery-operated x-ray machine that I take with me, and it's pretty cool. It goes in right into a computer. We're able to take the x-ray with x-raying the sensor that's in their mouth. It goes right into the computer, and then I can read the x-rays. So anyway, we spotted the cavity and went ahead and fixed it, and it was his first one, and he didn't even know I'd given him a shot. And it was something that he said, "What'd you do?" And I said, "I gave you a shot." He goes, "Really?" So, and the only reason he asked is because I was in his mouth for, you know, several seconds or maybe a minute, just kind of holding my hands there, and yet he didn't hear anything or feel anything. So, anyway, yeah, let me just look at our time. Looks like we are doing okay. You know what? I think what I'm going to do is we have another interview that I did. I was able to interview T-Pain real quick. I interviewed some of the people waiting in line for the meet and greet. And as a lot of these artists do, they were supposed to be there at a certain time, and they didn't come. And then when they did come, they stayed in their car or in the dressing room until the very last minute. And then they come out and they do a really quick meet and greet. I think they do it on purpose, honestly, I don't want to get bogged down. It's right before the show. So anyway, that's what you're going to hear next. So let's go ahead and listen to that.
Really excited.
All right. Tell me what's your name?
Sheree.
Okay, Sheree, you're here to see T-Pain.
Yes.
Okay, how long have you been watching him?
What? Since he came out.
Okay.
Since he was sprung. What do you mean? Since 2006.
Does your boyfriend know about
That's
this?
Not my boyfriend.
At least not.
He was the person that was kind enough to win tickets for me, so I could come and do this. Like, it's a life dream.
So tell me, what's your favorite song?
Everyone.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, I love the mixtape, and I think Three Rings might be my favorite album. I don't know. Just see, is that him? Okay, what?
He goes on at 7:10.
I know, but we got to see him first.
That's right. He can't go on until he talks to you first.
Yes.
So how did you win? How did you win this?
I didn't. Chris won.
How'd you win, Chris?
Hey, I won the tickets. I just called in.
Really? You were like the 37th caller or something?
Seventh caller.
Okay. Awesome. You were nice enough to give it to her or bring her with you?
I gave her one of my tickets. I brought my fiance with me. That's what I brought.
Your fiance's here and you brought her? That's funny.
Yeah, that's our best friend. So she loves T-Pain. So we decided to bring her with us as well, too.
Okay. Awesome. That sounds great. All right. She's very excited. I think you made her day. Okay, thank you. Anybody else?
These people are crazy. They don't understand or appreciate the great.
Oh, wait, okay, tell me.
He was here last night, but he can't hear, be here.
Because my mom met T-Pain,
and all I got was this onesie.
When did you meet him? You didn't.
We're going to meet him today.
Oh, okay.
He's only 2 months old, so he has the best life ever for a 2 month old, right?
Yeah, that's awesome. What's your name?
Lindsay.
Lindsay and?
Mark Hendricks.
And how'd you win?
Just stalked Facebook.
I shared the post from Facebook.
Okay, so how long have you been watching him?
Since I'm sprung. I saw him last in 2009, but I listened to him since 2004.
Wow, long time.
Yeah.
He's just in love with strippers. That's great. So I appreciate that.
But I'm not a stripper.
I met her at Columbus Gold.
No, he did not.
We're not judging you. It's okay.
Well, he goes on at 7:10, so he's going to get out of that car real soon, I think.
Yeah.
You know what?
He's
I don't know.
He hasn't landed yet.
Take a guess.
No, I think he's here.
I don't think so.
He's just trying to stress me out.
And it looks like it's working.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi.
Hi.
We're done with that.
Right here.
Right.
You're
going in. Let me do this because I'm dark. You want to be in the dark?
We're
going to
take
this
and use flash.
Jump it up.
Gotta hurry up.
All right. So happy days now.
That's right. Okay. Is it okay if he gets interviewed by our PR while he's doing it?
How would that allow
me? Let's do it if we're going to do it.
Come on, Steve.
Okay. Is that okay? Cool? Okay.
Thank you.
T-Pain, you have any new tracks coming?
I got tons of new tracks coming. FBGM out right now with Young M.A. Got a new album coming out in November. So, you know.
Cool.
My brother loves your Twitch.
Thank you. Tell your brother he's awesome.
All right, you're awesome.
Boom.
Tell me about your grill.
It's a grill. I don't know what else you want me to say. There's
how long you had it?
Press is not. I don't remember, man.
I can't.
Barely remember last night.
Does it come off?
I'm sorry?
Did it come out?
Absolutely. I got to brush my teeth, don't I?
Good for you.
Well, there's an endorsement for dental care, isn't it? A big bad rapper has to take out his grill to make sure he brushes his teeth. I think that's pretty cool that he made a point of telling us that, you know, taking care of your teeth are important. And I'm proud of him.
Okay.
Hey.
Thank you, brother. Hey, how's it going?
What's your meme tattoo of?
The Jackie Chan. The Confused awesome. Jackie. Okay. There it is.
Thank you.
Boom, thanks.
Thank you.
Awesome.
T-Pain, can you give a shout out to Mindy?
Of who?
Mindy.
I don't know who that is. I don't know.
That's my daughter.
I don't know what she stands for. Just go give a shout out to people. Boom.
All right, ladies.
All right, so I went from being proud of him to kind of peeved that he wouldn't even say hello to my daughter, Mindy. But you know what? I guess he's allowed to do that because he's the big bad rapper, right? I just wanted him to give a shout out to her because she's actually a fan, and I thought that would be cool if she could tune in and hear him say hi, Mindy.
A little onesie for
an autograph.
Go, 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 go.
Your phone is...
I got it.
Oh, you're good.
Oh, you're live. Okay. Well,
this is my mom made this.
He's signing a onesie. Hold on. The onesie.
Oh, see? You got it. Don't take a little snap. You got to stand. There you go.
I got a little.
Wait, hold on. Wait. Move this hand.
Okay, move that hand.
Yeah.
Boom.
Thanks, T-Pain. There it is, buddy.
Thank you, guys. That's really good, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, in case you couldn't tell, we're at the meet and greet. Got some excited fans here.
2009 is too long. Come back.
Come on in.
All right, smile.
Yeah.
Have them open so that you're
ready.
Okay, got it.
Right. I can do my name.
So you'll say all right, hey, I can't believe he wouldn't even give a shout out to my daughter Mindy, huh? I don't know about these guys. But anyway, hey, you're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, episode number 501, and we'll be right back.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kvitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kvitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kvitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kvitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
You can't take me as I am, not just a little bit. I don't know who to be. I'm a paper cup, baby, of the sea. I know you see it too, cause you're too much for me.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of the Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Hey, we're back. Looks like I'm just about out of time. Let me remind you that this afternoon I'm going to be at the North Broadway United Methodist Church. We're going to do some donated back-to-school exams for the kids. That's going to be fun. If you're around, stop by and say hi. And since this is a rerun, I can take this time to tell you that it went really well. We enjoyed meeting the children and getting their teeth examined before school. And it was interesting because many of the children and sometimes their parents didn't even speak English. So I feel like we did a lot of good. It was a good event. And like I said, that's all the time we have today. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko and visit my office Facebook page, which is Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and like us. Remember, all past episodes complete with video are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. 262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.